This is the Seven Figure Agency Podcast. Discover the strategies and techniques to grow a highly successful and profitable digital marketing agency with your host, Josh Nelson.
On this video, I'm going to show you how to nail your agency client onboarding process. And I really believe how you come out of the gates with new clients and the experience that you create within the first 24 hours, within the first 48 hours, within the first week will really dictate whether that client is still with you a year down the track. So key number one when it comes to onboarding is we want to make sure we welcome with a bang and appreciation. Now, when you think about the process your client is going through, right? They've just met with your sales team or they've just met with you. They had a great conversation. They said yes to whatever the amount was, $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 per month. They've given the credit card. And now they're waiting. They're wondering, are you going to do what you promised? Are you going to show up with value? Are you going to generate the results that they're hoping for? And there's always this moment of buyer's remorse where they start to fear that they've done the wrong thing. And probably what they've experienced with other agencies, and just I want you to think through what they're thinking, what their experience is. They hired somebody else. They gave the credit card. That agency kind of went quiet for a little bit. They had them fill out a form. And then it took a couple weeks and things didn't materialize. That's exactly what we don't want, right? What we want to do is make sure they get immediate communication via email and or SMS. Hey, welcome aboard. We're really excited about working with you. Let's schedule your onboard call and make sure that that happens quickly within the onboard process. But number two, we want to drop something physical in the mail, right? We live in a digital world as digital marketing agencies. And so yes, there's emails and there's videos and there's Zoom sessions, but very rarely does something materialize physically at the office. And so when I say welcome with a bang and appreciation, I want you to physically mail them a welcome basket, like where they're getting a gift basket with goodies inside of it that their team can take out, their team can eat. And it just kind of makes them feel like, wow, what a great experience. This company I signed up with, they set proper expectations, I had a great onboard session, and almost right away I received a welcome basket. And I would encourage you as well, kind of to level up even beyond that, would be to send a custom box in addition to the welcome basket with branded material, right? And so there's a great book called Giftology. It says, like, nobody wants your branded stuff. But the reality is, if you're sending them goodies and you're also sending them a box that's got your logo on it, it's got like a nice padfolio, it's got a nice pamphlet that explains what they can expect, what the process is, maybe a t-shirt, maybe some branded pens, copy of your book if you have that. That goes a long ways because it sets you up as a very professional organization that has your act together, that's got a dialed in process. And so that initial experience that the client has is super important. It can set you apart from the competition, but more importantly, it can set the proper expectation for the client that this company is on top of the ball. They're going to do a great job for us. Number two is we want to gather the details in a seamless process, right? Usually they've just signed up. We know we've got to get a lot of stuff from them, their usernames, their passwords, their access details, their USP, photos, logos, all of that fun stuff. And what we want to try and do is reduce the resistance for the client. We want to make it as easy as possible for them to get us that information. And, you know, I've moved to the place where I believe you want a multi-step capture form. Like, here's a little form I need you to fill in with this stuff. Here's a form that I need you to fill in with that stuff. But I think in conjunction to that, you need to expect that the client's busy. That's why they hired you. They don't want to have to deal with it. And that they may or may not know where all of those assets are. They might not be able to quickly get their hands on it. And so you cannot just send a form and have your team stand by until everything's submitted. I've seen this happen too many times. And of course, it leads to frustration for the client. It leads to client churn. You need to be proactive, right? You need your account management team to jump on with that client and say, hey, let me help you fill out this form. Let me help you gather that login and username. Let's call GoDaddy together and figure out what the password is if that's going to be a stuck point within your launch process. Don't let the fact that they haven't submitted it be a delay within the process, a delay within the results that the client is going to get. And so for us, usually they're filling in a form. They get to a page like this, where there's a video of me and my business partner saying, hey, welcome aboard. Really excited to have you. Here's what you can expect. Next thing we need you to do is start to fill out this form. And of course, let's go ahead and schedule in your launch call with your launch coordinator. In the perfect world, the automations, and they would follow the process. In most cases, they don't. And so you want to bake into your process follow-up sequence and a sequence of checklists so your account manager knows, hey, new client just signed up. Let me call them. Hey, just wanted to check in. Really excited to have you. You should have got an email with a form to fill in. Did you get that? Okay, great. I'd love to schedule our kickoff call. That's probably going to take an hour to an hour and 45 minutes. When can we schedule that in? So train your team to assertively manage that process in addition to having some of the cool little automations and, you know, funnel flows in place. I think you want to have an automatic onboarding process baked in. Usually we've got a great prospecting sequence where the client's getting a bunch of emails and text messages and reminders and things like that within the sales process, but we don't put that into our account management process. And so why not? Why not have a new client welcome sequence where they're getting an email from us every day or every other day with an update, with a question, with an expectation, with some additional details, so that they're feeling like we're over-communicating early, which is what we want, where they feel like, man, this company's on top of the ball. They're communicating every single step of the way. Okay, number three is we want to map out the experience. If you've ever read the book E-Myth Revisited by Michael E. Gerber, one of the great business books, he talks about crafting an experience and playing customer and creating all of those essential touch points that an experience that a client will have within your organization. And what we do with our seven-figure agency members, and what I would encourage you to do, would be to map out that first week, that first 2 weeks, that first 90 days, and think, okay, they're gonna get a thank you message, an onboard form, welcome sequence of communications, have a structured launch conversation with all the questions and all of the touch points that we wanna have in that conversation. They get the welcome gift basket. We launch their PPC campaign. We set up the review tracking. They get their design comp so they know what to expect. We review the tools. And then ultimately the website is launched and we move into tracking and optimization. And so whether you follow this flow or you've got some other flow, really it's important that you think about those touch points. You think about how the customer's experience is engaging with your launch process. Number four, and this is really an important aspect of your onboarding, is to engineer quick wins. Typically, we know as full-service digital marketing agencies, like if we're building websites, if we're creating content, if we're working on SEO, there's a gestation period for that stuff, right? If we build the website today and it takes us 4 weeks to get it live and we do an amazing job, it might take another month or 2 months before they start to see anything from that. And you can set great expectations with the client. You can tell them that's exactly what's going to happen. But still, by the time month two, by the time month three comes around, they start to get antsy. They start calling in, hey, what's going on? Hey, well, like, I haven't gotten any return on investment. Where are we? And we used to struggle with this. We were like, man, what can we do to make sure they're getting results quicker? And so you can engineer quick wins into your process. You know, even if you're an SEO agency, there's no reason you can't launch a paid search campaign within the first week. And that's what we try and do. We try and say, hey, look, we're going to be building content. We're going to be gathering usernames and passwords. We're going to be doing all this stuff. But why not set up a landing page, set up a couple of high intent keywords into a paid search campaign, start driving traffic so that they start to get some leads, they start to get some sales within the first couple of weeks, right? Because if the communication is strong, the expectations are properly set, and we're actually generating some wins, now they're like, man, this is going to be a home run. And they're excited and they're on board and they have a high belief in where things are headed. Other quick wins, you could do database reactivation. You could do to the past customers, unconverted opportunities. You could set up live chat on their website, on their GMB, on their Facebook page. You could help them drive some reviews. You could set up missed call text back for the calls that come in that they don't answer. I can do a whole separate video on quick wins, but I do want you to be thinking in your launch process, in addition to the experience, What can we do to make sure they're getting tangible, measurable wins and results within those first couple of weeks? All right, and the number five in your onboarding process is communicate every step of the way and leverage automation. We do so many things in between the conversations with the clients. Just think about it, right? We're writing content, we're designing graphics, we're setting up Google profiles, we're setting up citations, we're putting review automation in place. You know your process and the steps that you probably have mapped out on your project management system. The experience of the client is they've just signed up. Maybe they got a welcome basket. Maybe they had a great kickoff call with the client. But after that conversation, if you're not showing them, hey, we just did this. Hey, we just got that done. Hey, this is something we've worked on. They feel like maybe a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month have gone by and they haven't heard from you. And that feels to them like radio silence, right? And radio silence is going to lead to frustration, fear, potential cancellation, whether that's that month or they start saying, I don't know, if this doesn't start to work in the next couple of months, I'm out, right? And we want to get ahead of that. And so if you're doing this work anyways, you might as well set up within your process, as you check that box, as you complete that task, somebody on your team sends a quick message to the client, or an automation sends a message to the client, hey, just FYI, we just set up your analytics, which is going to help us track really what's happening on the website. Hey, we just set up your keyword ranking report, which is going to help us see where you're ranking for the most important keywords. Hey, we just set up your call tracking, which is going to help us listen to the calls. It's going to help us track the true return on investment, right? All of those steps. If you communicated that stuff throughout the day, throughout the week to the client, they're feeling like, wow, these guys are on top of the ball. Look at all the stuff that's getting done. And you've got some quick wins. Man, I already got a lead or two coming in. Hey, this marketing automation stuff has helped me convert some of the deals that we already would have gotten anyways. That's how you create a world-class onboarding experience where clients are excited, they see the vision where things are headed, and they're much more likely to give you grace if there's something that goes wrong, if there's a little bit of a delay in the process, in the results that are going to inevitably follow because you're providing world-class results for your clients in a tandem to this onboarding. So hopefully this has been helpful as you think about your onboarding process, things you can do to level up that experience, to level up that expectation. When it comes to maximizing your client retention, world-class onboarding is the first step. And it's an important critical step. But in addition to that, we've got to think about how we communicate with the client month over month. How do we keep them excited? And like, why are they going to be with us month 9, month 12, month 32? How do we manage that communication and reporting process? And then we've also got to think about success management, right? You can't do this yourself. So eventually you've got to build an account management team. You've got to build an account management staff. And so we've got to dial in that process for hiring, onboarding, training, KPIs that we track so that we can manage our clients, manage relationships, and improve retention at scale. So I've got a great training that walks you through how to maximize your client retention, really thinks about the onboarding, the monthly communication, and the client success management aspect of that. If you'd like to access it, it's a complete checklist you can download at sevenfigureagency.com/retention-workbook. That's sevenfigureagency.com/retention-workbook. So thanks so much for watching. I hope you got some great ideas and insights. If you've got any follow-up questions on the onboarding process or how you can level up in this area, let me know in the comments. And if you got value, please hit the like button and hit the subscribe button so that you get alerted as new videos come out. Thanks so much.